In South Korea, grade schoolers return to class this week after a two-month winter break. Most students there study English. They're usually taught by native speakers flown in from around the globe. But at one school, students have been studying with the help of a teacher that didn't come from abroad. In fact, she was completely assembled in Korea. Reporter Jason Strother has a story from Daegu.
Meet Inki. She's the Hakjung Primary School's newest English teacher. She's about 3 feet tall and kind of shaped like a penguin. She's a robot.
How are you, William? What do you do?
Inki wheels around the front of the classroom and stops in front of each of the 6 fourth graders taking part in this educational pilot program. She asks them to repeat English phrases and leads them in song. But Inki is not entirely a robot. She's hooked up via teleconference to the Philippines, where an English teacher conducts the class through a video monitor. It's a kind of outsourcing. When Inki speaks, students hear the instructor's voice, and they see a Caucasian face that appears on Inki's retractable LCD panel head. But Inki's creators say this robot is much more than just a video screen on wheels. Kim Moon-sang is director of the Intelligent Robotics Program at the publicly funded Korea Institute for Science and Technology in Seoul. He says Inki is most like an avatar.
We have some perception technology. We can detect the motion of the English teacher. As soon as the teacher moves his hand, the robot raises his hand. If the teacher, for example, laughs, then we can detect his laughing expression. The robot can do just like the English teacher do.
Kim says Inki also has an autonomous mode.
Repeat after me. Book.
Book.
The robot is programmed to help students with their English pronunciation. It plays a little tune when they get a word right.
Let's try this one more time.
Or lets them take another shot at it. Learning English is all about repetition, and that makes a robot an ideal teacher. That's according to Jung Byung-ok, principal at the Hakjung School. And Jung says there's another reason to choose robots over foreign teachers. They're less expensive. He says it costs around $40,000 a year to support a foreign English teacher in Korea. It's about half the price to build an Inki and contract with a Filipina teacher. But some observers say there are better ways for the government to save money and improve education here. Yoo Do-hyun lectures in English education and pedagogy at Seoul's Gukmin University.
We need Korean teachers also for beginners or for intermediate. And Korean teachers know how to learn English easily. What's the problem for Korean students?
And Yu says English teaching robots would deprive students of the most basic reason for learning a foreign language, human interaction.
Communication is between, you know, humans. So they need, practicing with, native speakers, human teachers. Even though they practice English a lot with the robots, when they meet the human native speakers, they still would be very nervous because they haven't conversed with real human native speakers.
Inki creator Kim Moon-sang says he'd like to see all Korean schools use robots one day, but he isn't so sure they could ever totally replace human teachers. He adds, in the end, it's the students who will determine whether robots can be successful substitute teachers.
Whether they can, emotionally accepted by the students.
Let's wash the dishes.
At the Hakjung School, Inki receives high marks from the students. One 10-year-old boy, whose English name is Tony, says he was a little nervous about the robot at first, but he liked its singing and dancing. And 10-year-old Charlotte says, I like the robot teacher better than human teachers.
Bye, teacher.
For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Daegu, South Korea.
We have a video of Inki, the robot working in the classroom. You can see it at theworld.org.